And WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police in Tallahassee are still investigating Thursday's shooting on the Florida State campus that left two dead and four wounded.
The suspect identified as Phoenix Eichner, a 20-year-old FSU student whose stepmother is a veteran deputy with the local sheriff's department. Investigators say the suspect had both a handgun and a shotgun. The shooting sparking new debate about gun violence across the country. Some of the students on campus survived the 2018 shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida.
That's ABC's Faith Abube. Maryland Governor Chris Van Hollen meeting Kilmer Abrego Garcia, the man wrongfully deported to El Salvador. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. will walk away from ceasefire talks between Ukraine and Russia if no progress is made in the coming days. Alabama has become the latest state to approve measures that would ban pride flags from schools and mandate the display of the Ten Commandments. The bills also ban drag shows. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hayes. Oshkosh police are looking for the owner of a deceased dog found in a dumpster this week. Police say the medium-sized black female dog was found in a metal dog kennel and was severely emaciated. They believe the dog was between 3 and 4 years old. OPD said in a press release, quote, "Animal cruelty and neglect will not be tolerated in our community. These acts are both inhumane and unacceptable," end quote. Anyone with information about the dog or its owner is asked to call the Oshkosh PD or Winnebago County Crime Stoppers. A man riding on a tractor was killed and its driver was injured after a pickup truck rear-ended the tractor in Waupaca County this week. The accident happened Wednesday night just after 8:30 on State Highway 22 in the town of Little Wolf. Officials say the tractor was rear-ended by a pickup, causing the driver and passenger of the tractor to be ejected. The passenger was then struck by another vehicle. The passenger died at the scene, and the driver was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The crash is being investigated by the Waupaca Sheriff's Department. The 8th Round Downtown Pale Ale, the collaborative beer created to commemorate the NFL Draft 2025 coming to Green Bay next week, is available and on tap at breweries throughout the greater Green Bay area. 9 breweries came together to develop the brew that's described as hoppy, hazy, and slightly fruity with plenty of flavor. Only 45 barrels of the special beer were brewed. That works out to over 11,000 pints. Canned pints will only be available at the Draft City Music Fest downtown Wednesday and Saturday. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Brewers host the A's. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers host the Athletics. Tonight at AmFam Field, Freddy Peralta on the mound for the crew. NBA, the Bucks head to Indianapolis to play the Pacers. Tomorrow at noon for game one of their best-of-7 playoff series. Damian Lillard back at practice just a month after being diagnosed with a blood clot, but not active yet. Bobby Portis back from that 25-game suspension.
You know, I've been suspended for a little minute, so it's fun to just practice for real, and get up and down with the guys, so it's fun being in the mix with the guys and trending towards the playoffs, and it's fun to just be on the court with the guys. So it was a great day in the office.
Giannis asked about his advice to younger teammates who've never played in a postseason game.
My first playoff, I got injected. My first playoff, I tackled somebody. See, it doesn't get worse than that.
But, yeah, just anybody that plays for the first time in the playoffs, just do not tackle somebody. You know, that would be my advice.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with scattered showers or even an isolated thunderstorm today. A couple of isolated stronger storms are also possible, so be weather aware today. Our high in the mid-60s. Tonight we're going to drop to 40. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 55. Easter Sunday, partly cloudy with a high of 51. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that
where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Author and columnist Doug Moe joins us. His new work called Saving Hearts and Killing Rats, about the University of Wisconsin biochemist. Don't want to miss it. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matt and Air on Air.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number 3 of Mino and the Mayor here on a good-looking Friday morning. 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM WISS in Appleton and Oshkosh, and of course the Civic Media app, along with the 1100 AM and 1590 AM. 48. Thank you, Todd. We've only been doing this for 2 years, and I've always had to look. Usually look when we have the signs up here what our frequencies were, because I couldn't quite.
What's the frequency,
Dennis?
Kenneth?
None of your business, Dennis.
I'm playing that next.
48 degrees in Green Bay, 52 in Appleton, 51 in Oshkosh. Cloudy showers, possible storms this afternoon, high in the mid-60s. We will take the mid-60s.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
All day.
Vanessa Moran was here, 2 miles for autism. Meadowbrook Elementary School tomorrow morning. They're doing their walk and run. Lisa Hale, New Wisco Weekend. They've got some unbelievable stories coming up. Mark Hewson and Mitchell Van Voren from Belvin Sports Medicine. Man, Mitchell's hoping to have his name called this weekend as a tight end in the National Football League. Sam Eli and TJ Bowles, Hybrid Wrestling Entertainment. And Todd, before we bring up these distinguished gentlemen and Dennis, tell us what we're giving away.
Oh, we got some tickets for tonight's Epic Center event. Jim, you want to give us some details
sure.
on that?
Grand yeah. Union's playing. They've been on.
Grand Union is awesome. Hey, Dennis.
Great friends.
Yeah.
Unbelievable yes. friends. Yes.
They are, and they're good. Great they people. Are great. They're bringing their whole orchestra or their whole band tonight. Fantastic. They're with two that. The lady's got a great voice.
Oh, incredible. Yeah.
Incredible.
Kind of amazing. She's yeah, incredible. Yeah.
But they're coming with their whole crew. It's at the Epic Center tonight. It's a charity fundraiser for the new community shelter, but $50. And it's tons of food.
Phenomenal food.
It is. It is. It's great food.
I mean, phenomenal.
And it's, you know, there's seating, there's tables you can sit at and listen to this great music. And there's silent auction and door prizes. And it's just a great event. And I'm sure a lot of you have been to the Epic Center. But we're giving away two tickets. To whom?
Paradise. Well, let's do that tonight. We will give them away. You can text in right okay. now if you'd like to go to the Epic Center tonight for the big show. We'd
great
love to send
event,
you.
People. No, yep. no BS. This is a great event.
Yeah. Download the Civic Media app right now. Choose your station, WGBW or WISS. Lower right-hand corner, there's a text button. Use that. Say, hey, I want to go to the Epic tonight, and we will set you up with a pair of tickets that will be at will call.
And I actually got a text from the top bishop in the state. He said, even though it's Good Friday, you can eat meat. They got a special dispensation from the top.
Careful.
I know a few guys. But I'm in the Altar Boy Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
So it was right. a phenomenal
said,
Altar
yeah.
Boy.
You said a lot there, John.
Yeah, my yeah, hat sock is retired in Nevada.
Right.
I'm lying so much right now, it's mind-boggling.
Yeah,
on
You're
Good
gonna,
Friday. It's oh, unbelievable. Man. Everything coming out of my mouth is a lie. Except for what a great event you guys were at. We got Dennis Peters here from the Glam Band, of course, every Friday. We love having him here. And, you know, the number one thing, you know, people can brag about Dennis being the great singer, vocalist of the year. He's up for the top award again in the state of Wisconsin. I don't think of Dennis that way. I think of Dennis as being a tremendous, oh, look at that. Jim.
Here's a 20 for you. Thanks, buddy.
He's like thanks, a mafia man. Guy. Oh, yeah. Just pulled out a lot of
I appreciate
20s.
You. Thanks, friend.
The thing I'm most proud about and most, just respectful with him, tremendous military career.
Oh, yeah.
Spent many years raising his right hand, saying he'd put his life on the line for our country. And that's why I love having him. We're talking about your great free fall thing, but Dennis is like the most fervent advocate for supporting veterans and veteran causes that you'll ever meet.
Right on, man.
Hoo-ah.
Yep.
Hoo-ah.
Hoo-ah.
Great to see you guys.
Thank you.
I love that shirt, man. That's freaking impressive. You see the shirt?
It's a cool shirt.
Yeah.
I don't have a cool shirt
Green
like
Bay
that.
Green Bay Packers saluting veterans.
Why don't I have a cool one like that?
I think it's the best sweatshirt in the business.
Well, I'll tell you what. These guys do an event, and I've been involved with it. What was the first year, 2015?
2015 was the first event in Amro.
So let's talk a little bit with us, because I've always wanted to do it for whatever reason. I swear to God, for 10 years now, something has come up on that day where I can't jump out of an airplane.
Here we go.
Yeah.
With you guys.
Nerves. Here we go.
Well, whatever. Hey, Jim actually, oh, wow.
Maybe
Jim,
it's life insurance, huh?
Do you know that Jim, who was a pothead somewhat, I'm sorry.
Wow.
So when he was at St. Norbert, he actually put a sign up on his door, if you want to get high Saturday, contact me. True?
It's true. That is true.
And what was it?
We needed 20 people to skydive in Amro because it was much cheaper. It was like $80 instead of like $150. So I call that
the group rate.
Right. Yeah. It was the group rate. So I said, if you want to get high, call room 319, which is where I live.
Right on, yeah.
And people called and they're like, what's this all about, man? And I'm like, hey. And then they came up and I got the people we needed. And we all went out there on a Saturday and the training was like an hour. It just wasn't very in depth at all. And then we went up, you know, it's 3,000 feet. It wasn't real high, but it was
static climb. Probably,
yeah, it was great. Yeah. It was
so
a lot of fun.
Thing, and then back in his dorm room, they got even higher.
Just learned the toggles. And anyway, that was a real thrill. And that's the first time I ever flew. So I jumped out.
Yeah.
So it was cool.
I've taken plenty of people where they've never been in an airplane.
Right.
And then they jump out.
Yeah, I want you guys to introduce yourselves and tell everybody what you guys do. I want you to put it in your own words.
All right. My name's Andy Van Handel. I've been involved with the Freedom Free Fall event since 2015, when our good friend John Mino was part of it. Here's a whole history. We could literally talk for hours about the history of the event. Basically, paired up with my friend Vinny here with the HUA group, stands for Helping Out American Heroes. Just an incredible group.
Tremendous organization.
They are an absolute machine at what they do for veterans in this state. And we got the event going where we pay for veterans to go on a tandem skydive. To date, I think we put up over 200 veterans in the 10 years we've been doing.
And again, I was telling these guys a story before we went on the air. The first year I was there in 2015, I did an interview with a guy. The last time he had jumped off an airplane was on D-Day in the invasion, Dennis.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yes.
Yeah. The first year I took 9 veterans from 6 different wars in one day. I went out to the DZ that day thinking it's just going to be miserable. It's going to be hot. And it was. It was August.
It was so hot. It was mind-boggling.
It was miserable. But I went home with tears in my eyes, and not because of the work we did physically, but I called Will Culkin, who is the founder of HUA Wisconsin, and I said, brother, we're doing this every year. I don't care what we have to do, because it takes money. Skydiving is a very expensive sport. But we've literally changed lives doing it. Just last year, I took a Marine Corps veteran, and in the airplane, he was outright scared. And there was a whole thing before the event. His truck broke down, hooked him up with another veteran who I actually went to high school with, and they carpooled down there. I took David out of the airplane, and when we landed, the other instructor in the plane says to me, man, I'm surprised you got him out, because he was that scared.
Wow.
Better part of this whole story is the next day, David messages me and said, that was more adrenaline than the Battle of Fallujah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yep. And I get chills just talking about that. It's like, wow. I mean, this is something with when these guys jump out of that airplane, they hit the ground, they're going, holy man. Like,
okay, well, let's back up then. Yeah. Let's talk about a very, you know, poignant thing where this all began with, we won't even say her name, but a very good friend of ours, where this whole thing came about, and the prevention of suicide. I mean, the main reason for this is to help bring awareness to suicide prevention with veterans. So go ahead, guys. And so, I shouldn't even say just veterans, but also not just veterans, but their spouses, their girlfriends, their boys. Yep. Okay, so go ahead.
So we, back in 2014 or so, I was jumping at the Drop Zone in Pulaski, which we have our June 14th event this year. And we have a July 12th event in Madison this year at Seven Hills Skydivers. But I was jumping up there, and I had met Charity. I'm not a big believer in fate, really, but I met her. She told me her story. It's an incredible story. In the meantime, the drop zone at the time had closed. The owner closed the stores, couldn't afford to keep it open or whatever anymore. And we had just kept in touch, and she hooked up with the HUA group. And, you know, her story was that her fiance was a veteran, PTSD suicide. She had this whole thing. She's going to try skydiving, kind of memorialize them, yada, yada, yada. She found out skydiving was her therapy. Yep. And I could understand that as a skydiver. I go back to 2001 when the whole world shut down after 9/11, all general aviation, rightfully so. But I remember going out to the drop zone being very angry at a lot of things because I couldn't jump. Skydive was my drug, my form of therapy, you know. Yeah, right there. And it was that was the first year, the first Freedom Free Fall event. And I remember Charity was in the airplane with me and Ollie, who was our World War II veteran. She got some video of us jumping out. And I tell you, it was life-changing for me, the first Freedom Free Fall event. And I remember being in the airplane and Ollie, there was a Korean War veteran we took later on that day.
I'm showing these guys pictures from that day.
Look at those smiles, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's hard to beat those.
Was I thinner then? Yeah. Yes or no? A little bit? Or fatter?
A little bit.
I see a free soul in that picture.
Yeah. But that's, yes, yeah. That and that thinner is, yesterday. Yes, yeah. And that's the World War II veteran
and it was just,
who jumped that day.
It was just so, I was nervous in the plane. My thought was, don't break the veteran, you know? Because, yeah. I mean,
did
95.
Did you jump with him?
Yeah. You were 95 years old, he wasn't super mobile, but, you know, so there's a lot of extra care. You know, at the time, I think I probably had 2,000 or 3,000 skydives. I currently have 3,800 now.
You've jumped 3,800 times.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like a lot. If I go to a bigger drop zone, I'm a small fish in a big pond, you know. But around here, I'm a big fish in a small pond. So, but yeah, I don't know if Vinny wants to talk more about HUA and the incredible stuff.
Again, let's get right to the heart of why we do this or why you guys do this. Go ahead, Vinny.
All right, I'm Vinny. I've been part of veterans organizations for Chris Vincent, better part of 20 years. I didn't serve myself, but I have the ultimate respect for all my friends and family that did serve. Thank you, brother, for coming.
Thank you for letting me.
And it's just I tried to give back whatever way I can, and I was fortunate to become a board member of HUA Wisconsin, and I took on. Will asked me if I would kind of take over the free fall project. I said, absolutely. And my first year.
And we're talking about Will Koken, who comes on our show on a regular basis, basically, right. with Fourth. Just a tremendous job.
Right. And my first free fall event, I tell you what, it was, you go into it with the unknowns, but I tell Chelsea and Will now that the only way you guys will take it away from me is if I die. So this is such a great program. I've had fortunate enough to have so many awesome vets. A lot of them came from dark places, and we do what we do with them, and it's like night and day. It's like a light turns back on in their eyes.
We're gonna send a quick break. When we come back, we're gonna talk a little bit about that again. We're gonna get to the roots of this and how this is formed to help prevent suicide. Absolutely. With veterans. Yeah. Andy Van Handel, Chris Vincent, and Freedom Free Fall event coming up. Veteran Salute, Olson Legal Group, out of Oshkosh and New Berlin. Back right after this.
Loves Jesus in America too. She's a good girl. It's crazy about Elvis. Loves horses and her boyfriend too. It's a long day.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Get back to Zeroni's. You know, the macaroni and pizza pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zeroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to go. Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zeroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zeroni's.com.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM Oshkosh Air Support.
Ready.
While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Top craft pick creators include Sturgeon Spirits in Oshkosh, Timekeeper Distillery in Green Bay and Wausau, and Ledge Rock Distillery LLC in Eden. Vote for your favorite now by logging on WISS.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. When you vote, you'll enter a random drawing to win $250 in gift cards from participating craft creators. Don't wait. Voting ends Friday, April 18th. Log on WISS.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick and vote right now. Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Great song, Todd. We're with two very special gentlemen, Andy Van Handel and Chris Vincent. Vinny Hua, Freedom Free Fall Event, Veteran Salute, also Olson Legal Group, who's a veteran of Purple Heart recipient from pretty much right around Baghdad. Great people down there, Olson Legal Group in Oshkosh and Berlin. And we're talking about the Free Fall Event. And Jim, I give you credit. You did something that I could never do. You jumped out of an airplane. Congratulations for doing that. But we've got it. We've got a great event. It's 10. This will be the 10-year anniversary.
11th. This is the 11th.
Wow. And where it all began, it began in, I don't want to say a dark place, but let's just be honest.
It began.
But Dennis, read this text we just got here from Ted from Green Bay.
Oh, Ted says, I went to last year's event in Pulaski as a spectator. The smiles on the faces of the veterans after they jumped was an incredible sight. Airborne. Ted from Green Bay. Thanks, Ted.
True, that is very true.
So yep. If I could just make a comment about that, is a smidget of the feedback we get.
Mm-hmm. You can imagine.
I mean, it's crazy. I mean, the goal this year is to jump 20 veterans in Pulaski and 20 in Madison again. You know, it's a lot of work on the back end on mine and Vinny's part.
Right.
You're doing the follow-up, make sure we get people there. And
let's go to that dark place.
Yeah. So,
I mean, this part's all fun, but there's a real dark place this all began.
It all became for a reason. Yep. Yep.
The whole mission of the event is to prevent veteran suicide and show these guys and gals life again. Last year in Pulaski, we took two moms who lost their sons to suicide. And
I did not know
there
that.
Was
wow.
not yeah. a dry eye in the whole place, no. man. Like, it was... And I always submit an article to Parachutist Magazine after the event. So much to the point that Laura at Parachutist Magazine looks forward to my article every year. And I sent her literally a 7-page Word document this year, knowing it wasn't going to all get published, right. because I wanted to get feedback from our moms that we took. And Laura at Parachutist emails me back, and she's like, well, this is awesome, but I have to cut it down for space. Understood, but I had to get these stories out there. Right. It's important to literally life changing, you know, and it's, you know, some of these guys are right on the brink. And, you know, back in November, I got a call that hopefully no one gets. My sister took her own life and there were zero signs, man, like none. My sister was not a veteran, which just goes to show you that the people that are awesome at Hua, a week later was Hua's annual ruck march, their big fundraiser. I called Tammy up, who was the president of Hua, and I said, I don't know if I'm going to be there. We're making plans. She asked me why. I told her. She's like, we got you. And the support group, I mean, some of these guys, like this fella that just texted in. Just come
by
out.
The way, he was 82nd Airborne. Ted was here.
Yeah, just come out and check out the event. And the bond with veterans is so close to how skydivers are. That's why this works so well. Because there's such a bond there.
Okay, to be in the military, I mean, Dennis can talk about this. You got to step out of a comfort zone. Yeah. I don't care how big of an athlete you are, whatever. But it's a whole different world. I've got some of the toughest veterans I've ever talked to in my lifetime. And they say the same thing. Those first couple of nights, they basically cried in their bunks. Yeah. It's like, my God, what have I gotten into? Right? Yeah. Is that true, Dennis?
Not for this guy.
No.
Although the guy above me pissed his pants.
But what you guys do with those people, you take them out of a comfort zone to a different place. Yep. And that is therapeutic, correct?
Correct.
Absolutely.
A lot of times you'll see it. They'll walk in and they're just kind of blank. They're nervous. Mm-hmm. And then they're sitting around. They'll talk with the other veterans and they get to know them a little bit. Then you start putting a harness on them, then they know this is happening. And then I joke around with them. I says, you know, there's only one way out of that plane, and it ain't by you landing with it.
Right. So I mean, when the doors open, it's windy, no sounds a whole lot like go, so you just keep going, you know.
Yep.
But, John, you saw that first year of the event. We saw Afghanistan and Iraq veterans bonding with the World War II and Korea guys.
It was like, phenomenal.
Yeah, it was just so cool to see. Like, and I remember Bud, our Korean War veteran, I would get these guys rigged up. I'd walk them past their spectator friends on purpose so they could cheer them on. And
perp walk them.
You know, so somebody asked Bud, he's like, Bud, you excited for this? And he stops dead in his chest. Well, yeah, you don't get excited for this. You got for brains, you know.
We got a text here. Great job, Andy. You are so amazing, Jennifer.
I think that's Jennifer from last year that we took.
Great.
Yeah, she's. Mm-hmm. I think she's a captain in the military and in the army. And I tell you, man, it's a life changing event. And when we started this event, I think I had 16 years in the sport. I've got going on my 26th season now. And when we started the event, it literally gave me a whole purpose. To the point where when I went down to Seven Hills Skydivers in Madison, my friends got tired of me talking about it. Now we've actually created within our club, we've created a committee for Freedom Freefall because it gets talked about every month, you know. And
so there's still some openings, but if people just want to support you, because you said this is not an inexpensive venture. I mean, it's
correct.
Yeah. I think that was 40 years ago I did this and it was expensive. So, I mean, to put this on, if people want to donate, if they want to send you some money,
absolutely.
Tell us about how we can.
You can go to the WHOA Wisconsin's website page. There's a donation tab on there. You can just do a general donation or you can just designate it for Freedom Freefall if you like. Any help is always appreciative because, like it is, it's an expensive sport.
And you know what? People can come out that day and help support.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's really important.
Yep. The more the merrier. I mean, you could get. Yeah. The more people to support these guys while they're doing their jumps, I mean, the better it is. It's just a great, great day. You won't be disappointed.
It's right here in Pulaski. Yep. It's so easy to find, right? Mm-hmm. And the date on that is, again?
June 14th is the Pulaski event.
Flag Day? Is it Flag Day?
Flag Day. Yeah,
that's right.
It's a Saturday before Father's Day. and then we're having a July 12th event in Madison, and that's actually what they call World Skydiving Day. So the veterans that jump that day become part of a skydiving world record. And just kind of a cool little promo for these guys too, you know. And another quick story. Last year, the first veteran that we took in Madison, it was cloudy. So they had to land with the plane. We pointed up, there's a hole, they immediately took off. But one of the first veterans that jumped was my cousin. And his brother was there. He's like, and they lost their dad a couple years prior, who was also a veteran. And my cousin Scott looks at me, he's like, boy, Dad would be really proud of Shane right now. Wow. It's like Shane was deathly afraid of heights. Dad was a carpenter and laughed at him his whole life. So Dad's proud. So
you guys are phenomenal. Yeah. Andy Van Handel, Chris Vinson, Hua, and Freedom Freefall event, Veteran Salute, Olson Legal Group coming your way from Oshkosh and Berlin. And coming up on June 14th. In Pulaski. Everybody knows where the little airport is in Pulaski.
Yeah. Can't miss that.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful work that you gentlemen do.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, guys, for having us.
Whatever we can do to promote anything you guys do, we're here with you.
Come out and see us June 14th and July 20th.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matt and Air on Air.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin.
Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, the Milwaukee Brewers affiliate, will be sold to Diamond Baseball Holdings. As part of the transaction, DBH is also purchasing the Neuroscience Group Field at Fox City Stadium.